Kirby Allen was in her first horse show when she was just 18 months old. Her father rode bulls, and her mother was Miss Rodeo Arkansas in 1977. Born into a rodeo family, it's fitting that Kirby is the 2013 Miss Rodeo Arkansas. And in December, she will travel to Las Vegas to compete in the Miss Rodeo America pageant. The Miss Rodeo Arkansas Chili Cook-Off and City Slicker Rodeo fundraiser will take place this Saturday at Nunnally Chevrolet in Bentonville to help send her on her way. Kirby recently stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio to explain the duties of a rodeo queen.
We are the promotional aspect of rodeo. Anytime talking on the radio, promoting that rodeo that we're at. So not only do I represent the state of Arkansas as Miss Rodeo Arkansas, but anytime I go to an outside rodeo, different state, we promote that rodeo there. We run sponsor flags. We do promotional work. Anything that that particular rodeo needs us to do is what we do.
She likens it to being a liaison. Competition is similar to Miss Arkansas and Miss America pageants, but without a swimsuit section or talent, which Kirby says she's totally okay with.
Because our talent is actually how well we can ride our horses. So whenever I go to Las Vegas to compete for Miss Rodeo America, we don't get to take our own horses. We have supplied horses. So they could be stock contractor horses, pickup men horses, something that you might not switch leads very well. It's going to be broke, but it's not going to be a traditional really, really nice horse. So they're nice, don't get me wrong, but so we don't know what we get on.
Rodeo queening for 11 years, she says knowing how to ride anything she has put on is very important.
I literally try to hop on anything I possibly can. The past 2 weeks, I've worked at the Springdale Sale Barn, and I have a friend there that he has two. They're actually really nice horses. But I just hopped on, and I'm able to work cattle there and ride different horses. That kind of helps you be prepared to not ride something of your own. And I've been to a lot of rodeos over the United States, so I've been able to get on a ton of different horses. And that's, you just try to get on as much as possible.
In the national competition, there will be 11 horses in the draw and 32 girls. Not every horse will be the same. One might not be able to stop. Another might not be able to turn. One might be more excitable than the next. Kirby says that it is pretty nerve-wracking. There are other portions to the week-long competition, such as speech, modeling, personality, interviews on horsemanship, and current events. Four judge the contestants, usually a former Miss Rodeo America, a representative of the American Quarter Horse Association, and two others. She has been the last few years, so she knows what to expect and to see what the competition is all about.
People ask, okay, so what are you doing for school? And I tell them, oh, well, I'm enrolled at the PRCA, the Academy of the PRCA.
That's the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association.
Because I literally, 8 hours a day, I get up and it's my job to look through a 636-page media guide, trying to learn everything I can about the PRCA to prepare myself to win Miss Rodeo America. And I've been doing that for years. So it's not something that you can just wake up one day and say, I'm going to become Miss Rodeo America. It's work. It's a lot of work to be able to prepare to compete there.
Kirby is actually an Agri Communications student at the University of Arkansas, though she has taken 2013 off in order to fulfill her duties as Miss Rodeo Arkansas. This year, Kirby has not only been to rodeos in the state. She estimates she has traveled 30,000 miles to about 25 rodeos in places such as Colorado Springs, Ogden, Utah, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Kissimmee, Florida. And when Kirby is representing as Miss Rodeo Arkansas, it is important that people know who she is. As she sat in the studios at KUAF, she was decked out in her regalia, including her cowboy boots.
You always have a banner telling you what you are. You know, I'm Miss Rodeo Arkansas. My banner says Miss Rodeo Arkansas. My hat is a part of me. If I didn't have my hat on, I joke because I don't know how to dress normal anymore. You know, I don't know how to wear street clothes. It's important that you have your hat and your crown and your banner so people know who you are. I travel so much as Miss Rodeo Arkansas. It's hard to transition from Miss Rodeo Arkansas to just everyday Kirby going to hang out with some friends. So,
on the crown of her black cowboy hat rests a large, shiny silver and gold tiara bearing her title, Miss Rodeo Arkansas.
Well, this is actually removable, so it comes off. I have many, many hats. This is my black hat, and I have a charcoal gray hat, white hat, brown hat. So I gotta always coordinate. We have different colored banners too, so this one's silver, and so sometimes I put gold and turquoise. You match it all to your outfit. Cool. It's pretty awesome. It lets you individualize yourself, because every girl wears a cowboy hat, but this kind of lets you be, I'm Kirby, this is what I want to wear.
State competitions take place in August, though it is a lady-in-waiting program, and the 2014 queen has yet to bear her tiara. Kirby Allen is the 2013 Miss Rodeo Arkansas. She will head to Las Vegas in December for the 2014 Miss Rodeo America pageant. A chili cook-off and City Slicker Rodeo fundraiser will be held in her honor this Saturday at Nunnally Chevrolet in Bentonville.
We're pretty excited about the City Slicker Rodeo. People always look at me like, what's a City Slicker Rodeo? We're going to have a dummy roping, and it's for kids, too, so it's a big family event. So we're going to have a competition to see who could rope the dummy the best. We're going to have a mechanical bull contest, so come out if you can ride a mechanical bull and you think you're good. We're actually going to have a few dancers come, and there's going to be a flamenco dancers, square dancers, and then we're going to have a pony rides. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This is Ozarks at Large.